All right. Well, I mean, I guess looks like tech is working, so I say we just roll with this. Cool. Let's do it. All right. We don't have a name for this series yet, so I'm going to go with we don't know what we're doing, and then we'll take it from there and see if it sticks or not. We'll do quick introductions real quick, and then get into chatting with Anna. I'm Addison Berry. I'm CEO for Osio Labs, and we are the creators of HeyNode.com, which is a website that has an entire course of tutorials on data brokering with Node. Currently, all of the entire course is free. You just have to sign up for an account, and you can learn to your heart's content with all of that stuff. So that's for me, Blake.
Yeah, hi, I'm Blake Hall. I'm one of the developers at Osio Labs and also a trainer.
Hello, my name is Anna Mikhailova, and I'm an Associate Director of Technology at Kalamuna, and I also did a couple training articles on HeyNode, so that was exciting.
Yeah, and it was super helpful. Thank you. And she does lots of other super helpful stuff I want to put out there, but we're going to focus on the Node stuff today. I know that you are also a Drupal developer. So I am curious, how did you actually get started using Node? Or which came first?
Well, that was actually surprising. Drupal brought me to Node because at some point all developers stopped writing CSS and using Compass to compile SAS and switched into the Node compilers. And this is where I first started actually for real using Node. I kind of touched Node a little bit in college, where the prof assigned me to do WebSockets application, so that they could run a Node server, put WebSockets in and draw. But it was like just, it was fun. But I never thought that I would ever use it in the real life. Then I dived into Drupal. I was kind of doing a lot of Drupal backend, and suddenly Node crept back up into my life and brought Seeming compilations in, and this is where we started like kind of diving into more complicated stuff with Node. And then suddenly Drupal entered the era of decoupled and components and other things, and this is where we started thinking of like running Drupal but also a Node application. And then it evolved into the situation where Drupal is used as a CMS, and we're using something like Gatsby on the Node stack to actually host the static version of it, well, or hydrated version of it. So that's where Node really came into shining for me.
Cool. Awesome. So what was it like for you learning Node? I know you said you touched on it a little bit in school, but you didn't really have to use it until you were, doing real work. So what was that experience like for learning Node? Was it easy? Was it hard? Was it
It was very hard.
confusing?
I find that Node is very special because you can't think like people start thinking of it as a library, like as another JavaScript library, but it's not really. Like no, people don't really understand when before they start learning it that it's not a JavaScript library or framework. It is like a it's almost like another programming language, right? It has its own server capabilities. It has a lot of concepts that you need to learn that are potentially different from what you used to. Like a lot of things are asynchronous instead of synchronous, and that is, biggest strength. Instead of trying to like write things in this like sequential order, you have to rely heavily on the callbacks and on the promises and other concepts that are typically new to like standard developers. So it that was hard, kind of shifting your mind of how you're writing and organizing your code from like more like this and that and that and that into more synchronous and anticipation of certain results, and then attaching the callbacks based on those results. That was a learning curve, and also a lot of new concepts like streams and events. I know like hooks are kind of mostly like similar to events, and also events in Drupal 8, but a lot of events in Node are done in a very, like, you know, robust way with all this event loop cycles and other things. So in order to really understand when code is going to be executed, you need to kind of dive really deep into it and play with it. Otherwise, you will not know what's going on. So that was really hard to just kind of switch into a different plane or different thought paradigm, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. Does any of that ring true for you, Blake?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's a really good point that Node is definitely more robust than just sort of your typical JavaScript library. It's more like an entirely different programming paradigm. And once you can kind of wrap your head around what's going on and how you need to structure things, it's pretty cool how much you can do with it, that's for sure. But it's different. That's the truth.
Cool. So Anna, is there, through that process, or I guess even since then, has there been anything that you found particularly tricky or hard to actually figure out? Like, I need to do this thing and this just seems really hard or complicated or impossible within Node?
Well, I think it depends on your tasks. So a lot of things are kind of harder at first when you start learning it. I find that often promises is hard for me to, especially like not a simple promise, but when you start, you know, organizing them in chains and trying to use utilities and promisify, this is what's hard to kind of figure out how to change them the right way. Then you start Googling broken promises, Google returns completely different results on that, you know? So that's what's hard for me, is just to make sure that it works, because sometimes I find that promises return very cryptic errors, like that cannot be attached to this, or like, and it's like, okay, what does it really mean? I find that, like, you know, PHP errors are less cryptic. It just kind of tells you exactly what broke. But with Node, it's a little bit like of digging. And another problem is sometimes it breaks and it returns this underlying layer of C++, but that is broken, right? Because like a lot of processors and under the node, behind, like under the hood, are written in C++, and it starts returning, spilling those errors out, and they have completely unrelated things. There's something wrong with the dependency or something like that. But those are hard to figure out. And sometimes just like, I don't know what you need. Just tell me what you need. I think debugging is probably the hardest thing.
Yeah.
True regardless of programming language or environment. Like anytime you're in a new situation, debugging is always sort of tricky.
Yeah, and also, especially when you don't really know what you're looking for because it's so new.
Yeah, exactly. And I think one of the things you kind of hinted on, Anna, was the dependencies that you wind up working with in Node are much different, because the libraries themselves tend to be so small and releases come out so fast that fairly often you can have an issue with a dependency and the error message you get doesn't necessarily point you to the place that's experiencing the problem. So it's sort of a little misdirection going on as well.
I guess this could be a question for both of you, but like for figuring out debugging and weird errors, I mean, other than Google, like, is there any other way to do it other than Google? Like, how do you debug it?
Well, I typically start, and this is not the best practice or science at all, I start just copying, pasting that in Google and hoping that somebody in Stack Overflow somewhere else just had the same error on GitHub and say like, oh, that's that dependency, and then I'm like, phew, and I just update. But also if I see a bunch of the C++ errors that are like very cryptic, very big, it's typically a hint that it is a dependency problem. So first thing I do, I just delete local package.log and I run npm install one more time and see if that is just like bringing all the fresh dependencies, and that fixes it, or npm audit to just like audit everything and fix stuff. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. I feel like it's almost like installing new dependencies, if you can, is almost as if you're clearing caches in Drupal. I feel like that's what everybody does. You can't always do that, but like sometimes that just you know, the first helpful step. If that doesn't help, then yes, lots of Googling, lots of kind of just looking through issues queues for different dependencies if they have them on GitHub to see maybe somebody noticed anything. Also switching to a different version of Node if possible sometimes helps. So like for all the projects I find, like I have like latest version, but I also have Node version management on my machine. And like, if I start compiling and doesn't, then I typically go a couple versions down to see if people didn't include this like version restriction in the installation and tell me like what was supposed to use. I find that like, if I get down to 11 or 10, that's typically starts compiling, but not always the case, but that's kind of like some tips that I use.
Cool, thanks. So when you were learning or now as you continue to try and learn things about Node, do you have some resources that you've just found useful to figure it all out?
I find that Node really like misses big robust courses where like a lot of people just like talk on video of how to do that. Like I know that there are like some resources like LinkedIn Learning, but those are mostly like, you know, quite expensive and not everybody have access on day-to-day basis. So I tend to go with Node documentation and Stack Overflow for like day-to-day problems because I think everybody does, if not. But also like GitHub issue queues are very, very helpful. If you want to learn something like a concept, Medium is a very good resource as well. People post a lot of interesting articles there. But the problem I think with Node is that, again, it's so broad, it has so many things in it that you don't really know what you need to learn. You just like, you start learning and it's like, oh my God, I have to learn this and this and that. And you just often don't know where to start. So in order to find a good article or, you know, good tutorial, you actually need to know what you're looking for, right? And that's not always the case with Node specifically.
Yeah, knowing what you don't know is like the primary problem to learning. Just anything that it is, right? Mm-hmm. It's just like, I have no idea what I'm supposed to be learning. How do I, and then you don't know the right word to even Google it, right? Yeah. Like, I know I need to do this thing, but you're totally using the wrong words. And then like your Google results are like useless until you stumble across something. You're like, oh, that's what they call it. Oh, now, finally. Finally, I can go find that thing. Yeah. I'm curious, do you have other folks around you using Node as well in terms of like working through problems together, or are you mostly like on your own in the Node sphere?
We do. Well, I mean, we use Node on almost all of our projects at Kalamuna, but we also have a lot of, well, not a lot. Some share of static sites that are compiled just through Node, because we have our color static installation that is built on Node. So we do have people in the community. I also in touch with the community on Twig.js. I don't know if you know what that is, but that's basically a compilator of Twig, but in JavaScript. So it helps applications built on Node that don't require PHP to compile Twig templates and, for example, compile Drupal theme into this like Node application, which is very good. So it's very useful. There is a big community around it, like Drupal community that is around this problem, but they are also great to answer any Node-related questions because, again, that's all kind of interconnected. So, I'm fortunate to have people to be able to help. That's really helpful always.
Yeah, totally. Awesome. Cool. Thanks. Super useful information. That's all the questions I had, unless anybody else has something else they want to chat about. Thank you so much, Anna. This was totally cool. I'm so excited about this.